Hello and welcome to the One Cool Tip Show for October 18th, 2015, Season 1, Episode 13. Our theme this week is Cool Things I Didn't Know. I'm Roger Mansfield, the host of the One Cool Tip Show. Welcome. If this is your first time listening to our show, thank you for joining us. And if you are a loyal returning listener, thank you and welcome back. Our show this week will cover cool tech news and highlight the cool tech tips that were posted out on www.onecooltip.com. Today we're going to cover cool tech tips including 2 Google search tips for links and related sites, how to make a hands-free phone call with the speaker enabled, how to send an email as a text to a cell phone, how to download your Facebook data, an update regarding Wi-Fi Assist from Apple, how to read Wall Street Journal articles for free. We hope that you enjoy the show. We have a very cool One Cool Tip announcement this week. A great big thank you and kudos to Jill Stone, meeting planner extraordinaire, for her blog post this week on jillstone.net featuring One Cool Tip. Jill's blog post focused on the One Cool Tip site and its many cool tech tips and the One Cool Tip show. Jill Stone is an experienced meeting planner who helps companies save time, money, and headaches by handling meetings. She handles the site selection, RFPs, contracts, and can provide on-site meeting support. Planning a meeting can be overwhelming. My cool tip is to let a professional handle it. Be sure to check out how Jill Stone can help you with your next meeting. You can find more at www.jillstone.net.
This week in cool tech news.
This week we had 2 big tech news items. First up, Google's book search. It's legal under copyright law for Google to scan millions of books and make snippets searchable online, according to a U.S. appeals court and its ruling this past Friday. The ruling came as part of a long battle between Google and authors and publishers. Google has been scanning books for a searchable online database for the last 10 years. But the searchable content is only available in very small snippets when you search for text in the book archive. The Authors Guild and several authors sued Google in 2005, arguing that Google's scans illegally deprived them of revenue. Google's point has been that these small selections, these snippets, are legal under the fair use provisions of U.S. copyright law. On Friday, the Second U.S. Court of Appeals in New York unanimously agreed with Google. And here's their published logic by Circuit Judge Pierre Laval. Google's division of the page into tiny snippets is designed to show the searchers just enough context surrounding the searched items to help her evaluate whether the book falls within the scope of her interest without revealing so much as to threaten the author's copyright interest. In a statement, Google said the court weighed competing policy and legal considerations to side with Google to find that its scanning and making snippets available for online research was a laudable, transformative use of the underlying original works. Of course, the Authors Guild plans to appeal the decision. I think that the court ruled correctly, and if this does go to the Supreme Court, I hope they refuse to hear an appeal. What Google is doing, in my opinion, helps authors by letting users discover their works. It will bring them new revenue, not take it away. And this really reminds me of the court case regarding video cassette recorders when the entertainment industry, and especially the Walt Disney Company, claimed that people taping or stealing TV shows off the air would hurt their industry. And of course, we know that it revived the entertainment industry. We'll just have to see how this all plays out, but if the authors win, we all lose. The second piece of tech news is Playboy's announcement that they will no longer provide nude photos in their magazines. So how is that a tech news? Well, this is important because it shows the power of how the internet has been a disruptor to Playboy's business model. Magazine subscriptions are down from a high of 5.6 million in 1975 to just 800,000 readers today. Many magazines are dead or dying, and those who are surviving have to make changes for the era of social media and social media platforms. Pornographic sites are not going to be on Facebook or in Apple's newsreader or in Google's news or apps. The publication's website adopted a safer work look last August when it stopped posting nude photos online and readership increased. Playboy saw a 12 million monthly unique user increase when they made that change. So yes, it'll all be about the articles. We'll see whether this change really makes a big difference for Playboy. I bet it does because Playboy has always had great articles, interviews, and this will allow that content to be widely available.
Highlights of onecooltip.com.
We had a number of great cool tech tips this week, so let's go through them. First up, using two Google search tips for links and related sites. Google is a powerful search site. It's even more powerful when you know some cool tips to get the most out of using Google. These two cool tips are good for discovering sites that link to a site or to a specific page, and also discovering sites that are related to a specific site. So here's the first part. Find sites that link to a site or page. And the tip is in Google to search link colon, so L-I-N-K colon, and then the website name. And an example that I used was link colon WashingtonPost.com. And the search results out of Google's database will show sites, and it ranks them from the best to the least, sites that link to WashingtonPost.com. So if you're looking for other sites that link to a website, this is the way you find them, and certainly the best ones will appear first. You can use the domain name or use a full URL for a specific page. So that's a very cool tip for discovering other sites that link to a good site. The second tip is to find sites that are similar to a site. You'll find this to be a great search tip when using Google. Enter the domain name of a site and Google will return other sites that are similar. Use this when you want to discover websites that provide similar information, products, or services. So here's how you do it. On Google, you type in related, colon, and then the website name. For example, related, colon, usatoday.com. And the search results will show you other sites within the Google database that are similar to or related to the site that you entered in. And in the USA Today example that I showed on the cool tip, it comes back top to bottom, the New York Times, Washington Post, and Fox News. So if you have a website and you're looking for other sites that are similar to it, again, for information, for products, or services, type in the related colon, the domain name, and other sites that are similar will come up on the Google search results. And if you need more information, you can see the examples at onecooltip.com. Another tip we had was how to make a hands-free phone call with the speaker enabled. If you have an Android or an iPhone smartphone, you probably already know that you can make a phone call just by telling the phone to do it. But did you know you can also tell your phone to use the speakerphone for the call? Both Siri for the iPhone and Google Now for Android accept voice commands to make calls, and you can enable the speakerphone. Making a hands-free call can be very helpful when your hands are full, like you are busy driving. Enabling the speaker can help facilitate the call. So here's how to do it. With Siri on an iPhone, you invoke Siri with the Hey Siri command, then say call your contact name with speakerphone. This works for iOS versions 8.3 and later. Also, newer iPhone 6S and iPhone 6S phones can accept the Hey Siri command without being plugged in. older models such as the iPhone 5, 5S, 6, and 6 Plus need to be plugged into a wall outlet or USB connection for power for the Hey Siri command to work. If you are using Google Now on Android, you can do a call with the speakerphone turned on as well. And to do it, you invoke OK Google and then call your contact name on speakerphone. Remember to have the names and phone numbers of key contacts in your phone's address book so you can make these audio calls easily. Sadly, Google Now on the iPhone cannot be used to make calls since Apple does not allow other apps to access the internal phone functions that are part of iOS. Another tip we had was to how to send an email as a text to a cell phone. Maybe you're at a PC and just want to send a quick text to someone without having to retype it on your phone. To send an email as a text, you'll need to know the phone number of the recipient and which mobile carrier is used. For example, AT&T, Verizon, or Sprint. One Cool Tip has a list of the formats for the major wireless carriers. As an example, to send an email as a text to an AT&T recipient, you address your email to the 10-digit number, so that's the area code and then the 7-digit number, all together, no dashes or anything in there, at txt.att.net. And of course, on One Cool Tip, there is the format for each of the carriers, for example, Altel, AT&T, Boost Mobile, Sprint, T-Mobile, Verizon, U.S. Cellular, and Virgin Mobile. This tried and true method still works, although it's being replaced by dedicated chat and messaging apps such as Facebook Messenger and WhatsApp that bypass the carrier's texting service altogether. Another tip we had was how to download your Facebook data. Maybe you didn't save all those photos and videos you've been uploading to Facebook over the years, or you are thinking about clearing out your Facebook content or even closing your account. Whatever the reason, Facebook makes it easy to download an archive of your Facebook data. Here's how to do it. On any Facebook page, click the triangle icon that's up in the upper right-hand corner. Then select Settings, click Download a copy of your Facebook data, and then finally click Start My Archive. You'll be notified when your archive is ready to download. So what's included? Well, in the archive, your posts, photos, and videos you've shared, your messages and chat conversations, as well as information from the About section of your profile. So check that out. There is instructions, again, at onecooltip.com to show you how to do that. The other tip we had this week was an update because Apple responds to the Wi-Fi Assist in iOS 9 controversy. We told you recently about how a new feature in iOS 9 for the iPhone might cause a nasty surprise of unexpected data charges on your wireless bill. When enabled, the Wi-Fi Assist feature attempts to improve performance by switching from a poor Wi-Fi connection to cellular data service. Users who think they are on an unlimited Wi-Fi connection and who are streaming data will easily exceed data caps and cause expensive data charges on limited cellular data plans. Our recommendation was to turn this feature off. Apple has a new response to the controversial feature on their support page. The support page notes how the Wi-Fi Assist works and the unexpected possibility of increased data usage. Apple also provided some new additional details on how the feature works in certain circumstances. They shared that Wi-Fi Assist will not automatically switch to cellular if you are data roaming. That's good. Wi-Fi Assist only works when you have apps running in the foreground and doesn't activate with background downloadings of content. That's also good. And then finally, Wi-Fi Assist doesn't activate with some third-party apps that stream audio or video or download attachments like an email app, as they might use large amounts of data. Well, that's good too, but Apple doesn't say which apps are involved. While this new information provides insights on how the function works, users are still vulnerable to unexpected data charges since there is no warning that Wi-Fi connection switched to cellular coverage. So our cool tip remains, disable this feature if you are on a limited data plan or share data with other family users on the same plan. To enable or disable the feature, go to Settings, Cellular, and then scroll down to Wi-Fi Assist to toggle it on or off. And you can find more about this feature at onecooltip.com. Another tip we had is how to read Wall Street Journal articles for free. Everybody loves getting things for free. Over time, most internet users expect most things on the net to be free. So we can all get annoyed when a link to an online article requires paying for a subscription. And that's what happens with most Wall Street Journal articles. And it's not cheap for a subscription. An annual subscription to the Wall Street Journal costs hundreds of dollars. But what if you just need to read one article or maybe two? There is a free, simple, and an ethical solution. Search for the article's title in Google. Look for the article link in Wall Street Journal. Look for the article link on wallstreetjournal.com and then click to read it. And you do this for free. Google and the Wall Street Journal have a marketing agreement where users who read articles from the search site do so for free. It's a good deal for the Wall Street Journal to allow users to read articles and then subscribe if they like the service. And it's a great deal for Google users to be able to experience the quality articles from the Wall Street Journal. So I show how to do this. I give an example of how you can search a title from the Wall Street Journal and then read it online from the Google site. So check out the cool tip at onecooltip.com. That's it for this week's One Cool Tip show. Thank you for joining us. A big thank you for our podcast theme from podcastthemes.com and, of course, Dubious Legal Services from Dewey Cheatham. Check out the very cool tips at www.onecooltip.com. One Cool Tip is also on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, Flipboard, the Apple News app, and Pinterest. The One Cool Tip show can be found on demand on iTunes, Podomatic, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Radio, Player FM, and Spreaker.com, as well as on the OneCoolTip.com website. As always, we appreciate you sharing and reviewing the One Cool Tip show and visiting www.onecooltip.com. This is Roger Mansfield. Have a very cool week, and remember, keep your eyes on the screen.